Hello, everyone. This is your Trots Talk podcast for this week from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. And no Amanda Rando, but John Dumsney, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, is with us this week. Hello to you, John.
Hello, Andrew.
And the stars are coming back, aren't they? I know Lenny the Shark ran last week and is there to run this week. It's an exciting time in the world of harness racing.
Yeah, exciting, as you say. With the Miracle Mile moving to February next year, it makes no difference. We have the New Zealand Cup coming up, but more importantly, we have the Inter-Dominion in Perth. And Lenny the Shark, he's the leader. He's the defending champion and is doing it all before him. Brilliant 149.9 winner last week at Tabcorp Parkman Angle. And then he'll back up again this Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly. Small is field, but Bling It On comes back. And, of course, we've got the stars stepping out in Melbourne and New Zealand as well. They've got a big meeting coming up on Monday. So the stars are certainly going to shine, and they will shine at the annual awards night.
Yes, it's on Saturday the 29th of October. Many awards to be distributed, of course, or presented, but it's the night of the year that everybody should attend. It's the night of the year where we pass the accolades on to our champions, and it's also the night that we get together and think about the season past and certainly think about the season going forward. So a big night. Tabcorp's very well represented there with many awards for the clubs. And it's competitive amongst the clubs to win those awards. So it's a good night, and I encourage everybody to grab a ticket and come along.
Yeah, go to the website, and there's details of how you can buy those tickets. Just on that, John, we talk about awards, and sometimes, things become blasé, but I guess as CEO of an organisation like Harness Racing New South Wales, you want that competitive style between all the clubs. You want them to present their very best all the time.
Yes, because it's part of what we put out there to the general community, and that's why the competition is competitive. I can tell you the prizes, it's not only the award, the honour and the glory, it's the prizes that go with these awards that are worth winning for these clubs. As well, on this night, we also recognise other participants with awards that are certainly not worked on a tally or anything or on number of wins. So it's important we go there. The volunteers are certainly honoured on this night as well. So, it's a great night for harness racing. It's like all sporting codes or bodies. We need to celebrate our year, and this is the occasion.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so go to the Harness Racing New South Wales website if you want to count down some tickets there. It's on Saturday night, October 29. Now, we've been following the next point. John, what's happening out at Wagga with their new development?
It's rain, go away would be the best thing. But, no, it's moving along. Some people are getting anxious. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you with this harness racing New South Wales? But we will be patient. We're down to four tenderers. We will push this very, very tightly. We don't want to overspend, but we certainly want to provide a facility that its functions are what we need going forward for many, many years. So we'll take our time. But the weather is causing us a little bit of a delay. There's some thought we won't even get onto the ground for 3 months. It's that wet down around Wagga. It's not because of that particular property that we're building on. It's because the entire Riverina is basically underwater.
Yeah, look, I know the whole state, particularly the country areas, we've lost a lot of meetings along the road in particularly thoroughbreds, and occasionally a couple of harness meetings and greyhounds haven't been hit hard. But that area down there, it's been unbelievable, the amount of rain, and just they haven't had time to let it get away before the next deluge arrives.
That's right. We think about the rain that fell last week, but this rain has been falling for 6 months. It's unprecedented, never been seen in 100 years, and that's the statisticians confirm that. So really, it's what it is. But we'll move forward and we'll have a new complex at Wagga in due course.
Okay, so we'll monitor that as we go. Always concerns with small field sizes. You know, we want more than, you know, the 7 or 8 normally, so people can bet with confidence, bet with a bit of value going through harness racing. What's the situation with that at the moment through harness racing in SW?
Well, there are some people saying we've got too much racing on and we're overtaxing the horses. That could be a consequence, but I certainly don't think so. This wet weather, I'll refer back to it. A lot of horses just can't be brought into work. They've had their little break in July, August, and September, and the weather is just not accommodating horses coming back into work. So I would put it down to that at this stage, but Harness Racing New South Wales will certainly monitor that going forward because, as you say, we need maximum field sizes. We need field sizes of more than 8, and we certainly need race meetings with 8 races on the program. So it's an issue just at the moment, but it's not something that we'll act immediately towards fixing. We'll look at it carefully.
Yeah, understand. Look at it long term. Once hopefully the rain goes away and horses can come into work. Tabcorp Park Menangle have got 2 features. We mentioned on Saturday night, Lenny the Sharks going around in a 2300 metre pace. That race at 8:22, and then the Group 3 Ranji Bill Stakes is over the mile, where Katie Perry's there for the Tritons. Changeover of Flying for the Turners. Ann Turner's drawn the pole after 2 successive wins. And we should mention down in Victoria, they've got the Maryborough Pacing Cup on Sunday, where a couple from Emma Stewart's team are going to be running there. So as we said at the start, John, the attractive racing into the spring, into the summer, the good horses are coming out. And I know Bowtide isn't far away either.
Yeah, that's right. And Andrew, and there's the younger horses coming back as well. Those good 3-year-olds, which will be turned into 4, they'll be starting to show their wares because there's big races in Western Australia, and of course there's big races in Melbourne and Sydney. So it's the bright time, but when we talk about bright times, it's also the breeding season, and there are a lot of foals dropping on the ground as we speak, probably.
Yep.
And that's an exciting part of the industry as well.
Yeah, it is every year when we see those new horses come out. Just with the Inter-Dominion, of course, Lenny the Shark has been mentioned. Smolder, Have Faith in Me, certainly from the Mark Purden stable. Hector JJ, John, how dominant was it at Swan Hill last weekend?
Yes, well, it'll be Hector JJ and Lenny the Shark again, I'm sure, very soon, and people, their appetites must be getting very wet to see that. But talking about Smolder, he won on the grass in New Zealand very impressively there on Sunday. So, as you say, the stars are coming out, and we hope all those stars aren't only those stars that belong to the Purden stable, because we've certainly got plenty here in Australia.
No, exactly. It's exciting times, and there's an Inter-Dominion market up at tab.com.au. Hey, John, enjoy the week. Let's hope that rain stops for our country listeners and we can get some good numbers back training, back racing, and we can enjoy the awards night on October 29. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you, Andrew.
John Dumsney, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, and another Trots Talk podcast from Sky Sports Radio.